This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. Four teams have moved into the Elite Eight of the NCAA Men's Tournament. Number 9 Florida State stunned fans with a 75-60 victory over number 4 Gonzaga. 9th-seeded Kansas State defeated number 5 Kentucky 61-58. Number 3 Michigan topped 7th-seeded Texas A&M 99-72. And number 11 Loyola Chicago has continued its Cinderella run, beating 10th-seeded Nevada 69-68. Top-seeded Villanova faces off against number 5 West Virginia, and number 11 Syracuse will take on 2nd-seeded Duke Friday. Elsewhere in college basketball, Coach Dan Hurley is leaving the University of Rhode Island to become the head coach at Connecticut, replacing Kevin Ollie. And in the women's NCAA tournament, top-seeded UConn will take on number 5 Duke, and 11th-seeded Buffalo will go against number 2 South Carolina at the Times Union Center in Albany on Saturday. And on the court last night, the Philadelphia 76ers have taken another step toward their first playoff berth in 6 years, whipping the Magic 118-98. Last night on the ice, the Lightning defeated the New York Islanders 7-6, and the Flyers edged the Rangers 4-3. Keeping up with the NFL trade, the Giants have traded defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul to the Broncos for a third-round draft pick and a swap of fourth-rounders this season. The Eagles have agreed to a 1-year contract with wide receiver Mike Wallace. Wallace spent the past 2 seasons in Baltimore. And free agent safety Eric Reed says he is not planning to protest during the national anthem this upcoming season. Reed has been among the NFL's most visible protesters since former San Francisco teammate Colin Kaepernick decided not to stand for the national anthem in 2016. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.